Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf mem hey. We're starting at the Mishnah at the top of the Yomid. Says the Mishnah, Kodshei oivdei koichovim ein chayovin aleya mishim pigol noiser v'tomei. What is this all about? Just like, of course, Yidin can go and bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, Goyim can also bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash if they so desire. They don't have to, but if they want to, they can. But the only korbanos that they can go and bring are Nidorim and Nidovis. They cannot bring Choyvis. In fact, even in the category of Nidorim and Nidovis, there's a machlokes. We're going to have a Mietzsche Mesechtes, Menochis, and Daf Ayin Gimel, that one Tana holds that the only thing that they can be Menader or Menadev are only Olos. However, another man, the Yama, says no, any carbon which is a Nidovo or a Nader, which would mean in addition to the Oila, for instance, you can bring a Shlomim, you can bring a Toida, you can bring other kabbalas, but anything which is a choiva, the goyim cannot bring.
If he brought shlomim according to the Tana, would they be able to eat the meat as a baal of korban?
Presumably. Okay. But that's why we wait until we get to Mesechus Menachos. We just need to know what we need to know for this Mishnah. So if the choiva kachovim are going and bringing kachim, what happens b'shas the avoida on the kabbalas, meaning b'shas the shchita, kabbalah, haylocha, zrika, they have a machshava of pigel. Zok the Mishnah, ein chayav lishem pigel. The din of pigel doesn't apply to kabbanis brought by an oivi kachav. And similarly, there's no din of noiser, meaning if you don't eat it within the prescribed period of time, and you eat it subsequently when it's ready noiser, there's no din of kares. Vitame, there's also no din of kares if somebody were to eat from that korban bitumas haguf. That person is tamei. Normally, if a person is tamei saguf and he eats from a carbon, then there's a din of karis v'nechrisa. Over here, this din does not apply. Why don't these dinim apply? We'll see mechim in the Gemara shortly. It's all based on psukim. But basically, what the Gemara is saying is that there are, at least according to the Tanakama, there are two levels of kabbanis. You have the triple A kabbanis, which are brought by Yin, and then you have the triple B kabbanis, which are brought by the Oivdei Kachovim. Not that there's anything wrong with them, forget, they have their kachim. But nevertheless, there's certain halachas that would normally apply to a Yiddish carbon do not apply to a carbon brought by an akum. And similarly, Vashoichlin Bachutz is potter. Excuse me, if someone were to go and shecht a carbon on behalf of these Oivdei Kachovim Bachutz, and he's saying, I'm bringing this carbon to Hashem Yisbarach, and we're talking about a time where the Beis Midrash, where the Mishkan is standing, so it's Shchutei Chutz, here your potter, Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi is Machayev. The Mefoshim say that Reb Yosi is not only referring to Reb Shimon, not only referring to the Shoichten Bachutz, which is the final case, but he's really referring to all the halachas of the Mishnah, as we'll see in Mir Tashem shortly. Excuse me. Zokimar, turn about. Kodshe Oivdei Kachovim. So now, as you'll see, the Brice expands a little bit further than our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, we only had certain halachas, Pigal Nois V'Tameh, and Shrechtem Chutz, and now the Brice adds, for instance, Hilchos Me'ilah, and Nisachim, and Temura, as we will see. Let's turn about. Kodshe Oivdei Kachovim. Loi Nehenen, V'loi Me'alen. There's no din of Me'ilah. So if somebody has Hano'ah from Kodshim, he does not have to worry about bringing a korban Hashem Me'ilahs. When it says Le'inahenim, wherever you see Le'inahenim V'le'im'alim, that typically means that although there's no din of Me'ilah in HaTorah, the Rabbanan nevertheless put on an Isser, the Rabbanan, Le'inahenim, but don't have Hano'ah. So on the surface, it sounds almost like a stira. Le'inahenim V'le'im'alim, there is no din of Me'ilah, so you can have Hano'ah. But Le'inahenim, you're allowed to have Hano'ah. So when you see that expression, typically what it means is that min ha-toira, there's no dinam. Either the chum put on it an isur drabar. Continuing, ve'ein chayav an alei mishim pigal nois v'tami, like we had in our Mishnah, no dinam of pigal nois v'tami. If a person were to eat from the korban of the chavim, where the kohen had a machshev as pigal, or whether it was beyond the zman, or whether the person was tamei, there's no din of kares at all on any of these three. Ve'in oisin tamura, if a person takes a korban of an akum, and he has a chulin animal, and he says, zu tamura zu, it's not effective. It does not become tamura. Ve'in meviim nisachim, av a korbanon, toy nisachim. What does that mean? As we've had already in the past, including yesterday, in the last few days, there's something known as a korban that requires nisachim. Which kabbanis require nisachim? Every oila, every shlomim, and the two chatois that you find by the Nozir and by the Mitzayra. Those are the only ones who require Nesachim. Their carbon, if a goy brings a carbon, according to everybody, if it's a carbon oila, according to those that hold that he can bring all Nedarim and Nedavis, that would include also the carbon Shlamim, the carbon requires Nesachim. Besides the actual carbon itself, the goy has to go and send along enough money to cover the mincha as well as the nesachim, the niske yayin, or during sikkis, the niske hamay. However, mevi nesachim means you don't bring a mincha nesachim on its own, not as a tugichepeta, not as an accessory to a regular carbon. He wants to bring a carbon nesachim on its own. Ain Mavian. But together with a regular carbon toin. It's required. Not he might not. No, if you bring your oila or you bring your shlamim, you gotta bring an asachim with it. Divrei Reb Shimon. So as you can see, this is the same Reb Shimon as our Mishnah, but just we expanded in a number of different areas. Reb Yoisi Rayaniba Kulon Lahachmir. By all of these halacha, I look upon them lahachmir. When we say lahachmir, as we'll see in the Gemara later, what he really means to say is I equate Hilchos Ovdei Kechavim, Hilchos Karbonos Ovdei Kechavim, to the Hilchos Karbonos of Yisrael. I don't make any distinction between one and the other. The word Lahachmir is not necessarily that I am Machmir, but what he really means to say is, I consider them to be on the same level, the same footing. The reason I'm pointing this out is because you'll see in the Amud Beis, this will become make things a little bit more understandable. So Rabbi Yosef says, don't make any distinction. Shinema, because it's in the Pasuk, Bohen, Lahashem. Now what does it mean it says Lahashem? So if you have the Torah or Shalim, number one, or Aleph, this is the Makor of Goyim bringing Karbanis. Tabar l'harim v'l'bonav v'l'kol b'nei Yisrael v'yimart aleim ish, ish v'beis Yisrael. Why does it have to say ish twice? Be enough to go and say ish mi beis Yisrael. So Gemara Maseches Menachos learns ish ish comes to mean marba not only Jews but even akum, that they can also go and bring a carbon. And then it continues in the pasuk as sheyakri carbon l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoyis and sheyakri kriv l'Hashem li'oila. So that's why one man the Yomer says you see only la'oila, that ish ish only is marba the oila. The other man the Yomer says no, it's chol nedreim l'chol nedvoyis and other nedarim other nedarim. So that's the machlekes over there. What we're bringing over here is it says Asher Krivu LaHashem LiOyla. And of course, when you're bringing a carbon, you bring it LaHashem. Where the pasuk over here is not talking about bringing a carbon Chas Hashalom to the Oiv De Alilim to go and bring it to Avodah Zarah, to an Asherah tree, to a Markulius, to a Pa'or. Of course, we're talking LaHashem. See, Ekru LaHashem says Rabbi Yosi tells you that all of these carbonas are in the eyes of Hashem one and the same. They're all on the same level. So all the distinctions that Reb Shimon makes, says Reb Yosi, are not lahalach. Now, finally, the Braisa finishes off. It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis, who is saying this, b'medvar mamurim. Rashi says it cannot be that Reb Yosi is saying the medvar mamurim, because over here now we're saying, b'medvar mamurim, when did we say before? What did we say before? They got the Hilchos Me'ila. So what did the Tanakhama say? Reb Shimon. Lo yinehenu v'lo yimalan. There is no din of Me'ila by Kodshe Oiv Dei Kachav. Masha Enkin Reb Yosi says, no, there is a din of Me'ila. So Me'med, when do I say? If we're saying that this is a continuation of Reb Yosi, that there's a din of Me'ila, that's what Kodshe Mizbeah. Kodshe Bede Gabay is Me'alan Behen. So that doesn't make any sense. If we say the Medvar Murim is a continuation of Rabbi Yosi says, I disagree with Reb Shimon. I hold the Kodshi of the Chavim are also Moyalin Behen. Just like by a regular Karma Vayid, there's a Dinam Ila by Ovdei Kechavim. So if that's what the Medvar Murim is going on, so Medvar Murim, when do I say that there's a Dinam Ila by a regular Karma Kodshi? It's Bech. Kodshi Medikabai is Moyalin Behen, there's a Dinam Ila. So that doesn't make any sense. So we're not talking about people, we're talking about Hilchos Me'ila. She says, Rashi, the Medvar Murim, you have to make a full stop after Shinem Behen Lashem, put a period there, put a semicolon, put the exclamation point, that's the end of Reb Yosi. Now the Medvar Murim goes back on Reb Shimon the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, when did I say Kodshim of the Chum? Lenhen v'lo yima'al, there is no dinner Me'ila. That's why Kodshim is Bayach. Berek Abayis Me'al, then there is a din of Me'ila after all. Why would Berek Abayis be more chomber than Kachim Mizbeach? Miyat Hashem, we'll see further in the Gemara in greater detail. Zokti Moriyat. So now we're going over the Braisa, almost word for word, halacha by halacha, what's the makar? So we start off in the Braisa, that according to Reb Shimon, Kachim Chom, Loi Nehenen, Loi Me'al, and explains the Gemara. Loi Nehenen, Loi Me'al, Loi Nehenen Midrabanan. Midraban is the din, don't have anna, but there is no din of me'ila min ha'toira. Why not? The Gemara me'ila chet chet mitruma. It's interesting, the Gemara spells chet chet without the olives, yes. But it's referring to chet chet, a sin. Now where does it say chet chet mitruma? So again, we have the benefit of the Torah HaShalem. You have numbers 2 and 3, or Beis and Gimel, depending on your Gemaras. You have the Pasuk. Nefesh ki simol mal, this is number 2. A person is chas v'shalom being moil in kodshim. V'chata b'shkoga. Notice it uses the term chait. And we're talking about simon ma, we're talking about me'ila. What does that person have to do? He has to go and bring, at the end of the pasuk, he has to bring a korban hasham me'ilais. Okay, so bear in mind, me'ila, the word chata, word chait. And now we get to number 3. B'shomer is mishmartiv le'yisu olav chait, u'meisuvoy ki yichalu, Ani Hashem Mikadisham. Now what is this pasuk referring to? This is referring to Truma. And it's telling the Kahanim, Kahanim, be very, very careful about Truma. Do not allow it to become Tamei. You have the Truma Tahir as Dinam, Truma Tamei as Dinam, make a mishmeris that the Truma should remain holy and not Chas V'Shalom become Tamei. And therefore, Le'isul Echait. And if you, Chas V'Shalom, allow for it to become Tamei, and the person eats from it, even if he eats when it's not Tamei, when it happens to be Tahir, if he happens to be a czar, and if the koyin happens to eat from it when it's tamei, umeisavoy ki chalu, chas v'shalom, it could be a din of misa midei shemoyim, stay away. Anyway, what do I see from this pasuk? It says in the pasuk, v'liyisu olav chait. So I have now a din of chait, chait, mitruma. So now getting back to our Gemara, v'ozhok to the Gemara, v'lemi'an the Gemara, mi'ila chait, chait, mitruma. Hereby mi'ila has a lashon of v'chota bishkaga. Thereby, Truma has the lashon of v'lo yisu olav chait, and the Truma k'siv b'nei Yisrael. Where is that pasuk? That's number 4, Dalid. V'lo yichalu es kodesh b'nei Yisrael eisu shirimu l'Hashem. That pasuk is talking about Truma once again. It's in the same parsha as pasuk number 3. See, it's a few psukim later, but it's in the same parsha. So there, it's talking about b'nei Yisrael. So we're talking about Truma of Klal Yisrael. That by the Truma of Klal Yisrael, if you eat it betuma, then it's din chas v'shalom of Misa. Oh, so similarly, since over there we're talking about chait, and we're talking about dafka b'nei Yisrael, here too we're talking about chait by Me'ila, and also only by b'nei Yisrael. So bottom line is, that's how we know that the din of, according to Reb Shimon, that by Karbonis, there is no din of Me'ila.
There's no din of Me'ila by Truma either. It's a strange source.
All that we're learning from the Truma is that it's only B'nai Yisrael. A Yid that made Truma. You can have a Goy that makes Truma too. A Goy that has a farm in Eretz Yisrael and he decides to go and lift Truma. The halachas of Truma do not apply to that Tua. So now that I know that by Truma there's a din of B'nai Yisrael, and it uses the term chait, so here too by Me'ila.
Reported for Me'ila.
Exactly right. That's already the same as our Mishnah, but it's a quote from the Braisa. My time, what's the reason why? We already had the same drasha yesterday, then you have back-to-back Gzeira Shavuos, and Tosis has already told us that this is a raya that you're allowed to have, a back-to-back Gzeira Shavuos. And it's not a problem. We're on Mem Hei Omed Aleph in the middle of the Omed. Vein Chayovin Lishim Pigel Noiser V'Tamei. My Taima the Asi Pigel Oven Oven Mi Noiser. Where do we have Pigel Oven Oven Mi Noiser? So we already said by Pigel it says at the end of the pasuk Avoyna Tisa, and Legabi the Noiser it says in the pasuk Vo'Oichla V'Avoyna Yisa Kis Kodesh Hashem Chilal. So you have oven, oven, me, noiser. We also see noiser, chil, chil, mi, tuma. By noiser, you have a din of chil, because it's in the possible, oichle, vavoyna, yisa, ki es koidish Hashem, chilel. And by tuma, we have a din of chil, that's the possible that we just quoted a moment ago. Nefesh, vishamris, mishmarti. No, these psukim don't talk about tuma. It talks about Let's see. So he knows Mikot Shabbani Yisrael V'chayal. Okay, so on to Pasuk number 5. You have over here. And that's talking about the parasha of Tumah. It says the Yenozru, the next pasuk right after that. Make sure you don't eat a Tumah Saguf. Anyway, where's that Bnei Yisrael? The same pasuk. So I have now Bnei Yisrael, which is a pasuk by Tumah. And I'm learning now two Gzeirah Shavas. What are the two Gzeirah Shavas? I'm learning one Gzeirah Shavas from Tumah to Noiser, Chil, and I'm learning another from Noiser to Pigel, Ovein, Ovein. Ah, so therefore by all of them now I am importing this Halacha B'nai Yisrael. So when is there a din of Pigel, Noiser, or Tameh? Only by Karbanis of a Yid of B'nai Yisrael, and not of an Oiv Dekechon. They Noiser Tumura. My time, why is there no din of Tumura? The Iskish Tumura Lamas Behaima. Where do I find the Hekish to Mas Behema? So Rashi says, it's a very simple pasuk. It says, Vayuhu Usmarasa Yer Kodesh. Where's that Rashi? Lamas Behema. Rashi, parallel to our Gemara, Lamas Behema, Dechzib Bemaser, Vayuhu, who meaning the Mas Behema, Usmarasa and the Tamura Yer Kodesh. Oh, is the Chasim and the Tamura just like the Mas Behema? Okay, so, and therefore, Umas Behema says, you are Iskish to Mas Dogon. Where do I find that there is a Hekish to Masa Dogan? Because it says in the Pasuk, Aser to Aser, is Kol to Aserecha, says Rashi, Bishnei Masa Sakosa Medaber, Echon Masa Behema, Echon Masa Dogan. Okay, so now I have back-to-back Hekishes. I have a Hekish, Tamura to Masa Behema, and I have a Masa Behema to Masa Dogan. Uma Masa Dogan, Ksib Bnei Yisrael, by Masa Dogan, it uses the term Bnei Yisrael, and therefore, once again, we export and import the words Bnei Yisrael to the Hilchos Tamura and to the Hilchos Maaser Behema, all based on that original Maaser Dogen where it says Bnei Yisrael. Frank Timara, but now I got a problem. What's that problem? That problem that we have been talking about over the last couple of days, and when it comes to back-to-back Limudim, that is problematic by Kodshim. We said Gzeir Shavit, Gzeir Shavit is not a problem. But what about Hekish and Hekish? Chidavra Halomid Behekish, Choyzim Lamed Behekish. In other words, we'll see in another 5 dafim that you're not supposed to have such a back-to-back hekish. And here I have a back-to-back hekish. Why? Because I'm learning Tzmur Lep Masa Behema with the hekish, Vayhus Murasa Yekoidish. I'm learning Masa Behema, the Masa Dog, and I'm learning from Aser to Aser. So don't I have back-to-back hekishes? Isn't that a problem? So Gemara has 2 answers. Zogti Gemara, Masa Dogen Chulen Hu. The din of Masa Dogen is Chulen. So therefore, you're learning from Masa Dogen to Masa Behema. You're learning Masa Behema to Tamura. So you don't have back-to-back Hekishes based on Kodshim, because the first of the two Hekishes from the Masa Dogen to the Masa Behema, that stems from Chulin. So that's okay. You're just not going to have, by Kodshim, a back-to-back Hekish. But since the first Hekish that you're learning from the Masa Dogen to the Masa Behema is Chulin, all right. Again, when we get to that sugim yet to show another few dafim, the Gemara is going to say there's an afkamina between if you're talking about basar malamid or basar lamed. In our case, we have altogether 3 participants. We have the tamura, we have the masa behema, we have the masa dogan. Masa dogan clearly that is chulin, that is not kochim. Oh, the only problem of hekish, back-to-back Akeshim, is only the Gabi Kodshim. Yeah, but Masa Dogen is here the Malamed. It's the Masa Dogen where it says Bnei Yisrael, and I'm learning from Masa Dogen to Masa Behema. Masa Behema is the first Lomed. It learns its halacha from Masa Dogen. And then the Masa Behema that first then continues on and extends that further to Tamura, also with a Hekish. Ah, so if you're going to go after the Milamed, then I only have the first Mulamid Masa Dogen to Masa Behema, that's learning from Chulin. I don't have a problem. I don't have a back-to-back Hekish. Kodshim. However, if you're going to go Basa, the Lamed, the first Lamed is Masa Behema. So I'm learning Masa Behema from Masa Dogen. So that was 1 Hekish. And then I'm learning Masa Behema 2 Tamura. That's the second Hekish. In both Hekishes, I'm using Kodshim to make this Hekish. If that's the case, if you're going after the Malamed Masa Dogen, I agree with you. But according to Mandiyam, the Basa Lamed is Lin, Michael Maimon, that I'm in Tzuris, I got a problem, because I'm learning the Lamed in the first Hekish, Kodshim. I'm learning the second Hekish, Kodshim. So I got 2 Hekishes back to back. Ella says the Gemara, it's for a different reason. The reason why by Masa Behema there is no din of Masa Behema of Bnei Yisrov Le'ovik Echavim, it's not because I'm learning a Hekish from Masa Dogan to Masa Behema, where by Masa Dogan it says Bnei Yisrov. The reason is because by Masa Behema it's a Choyva She'en Kavua Lazmanu. V'Choyva She'en La Zman Kavua Yisrov Maisu. If you look at Masa Behema, there is no Zman Kavua for the Masa Behema. In fact, many people will never bring Masa Behema if they don't have Tzoyin growing in their corral during the year. And even if they do, they have to have a minimum of at least 10. What happens if they only have 9? They're not going to have Masa Behema.
If you do have the first of all, this is Zman Kavua. With the cutoff, this is Zman Kavua.
That's a cutoff. But it doesn't mean when you give it, there's no Zman Kavua.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, since it's Zman Kavua, then this halacha doesn't apply, because who brings Choyvish Elim Zman Kavua, that Yisrael brings, the Chavim doesn't bring. So it's not because of the Hekish, it's because of this din of the Choyv. So they don't have a back-to-back Hekish. They don't have to go and bring Masa Behema because of it's a Choyvish Elim Zman Kavua. And now I learn one Hekish from the din of Masa Behema to Temura, that Temura also, since by Masa Behema it's only by Yisraelim and not by Goyim, not because of Hekish, but because of this din of the Choyvedin. So therefore, it's only one Hekish, I don't have a back-to-back Hekish. The Gemara's question is answered. There's only a new question that I'm sure you're all bothered by. We started off that there's a machloikis legabe the kodshi akum, what can they bring and what can they not bring. So according to one man, the other, they can only bring oilois. According to the other man, the other, they can bring all types of the dharma and the davais. But kuli alma moida, they cannot bring choyvais. So why we're talking about the Masa Behema is a choyvish and kavula, even if it was kavula's man, have specific times that you have to go and bring your Masa Behema, it's a choyva, it's not a neder and a davar. That being the case, why is the Gemara focusing on Masa Behema being a choyvish and kavula's man? Should you simply say, el Masa Behema choyvahi, and therefore Yisrael maisu, and evicham loy maisu, right? Good to kasha. Anyway, it's not my kasha, it's Rashi's kasha. Rashi says, you're right. The truth of the matter is, by all choyvois, whether it's kavua zman and kavula zman, the same halach applies only Yisrael and not Akum, because of the pasuk of l'chol nedreim ul'chol nedvoisam ashiyaktiv Hashem li'oilas. So either oila oila or nedarma nedavus, but not choyvois. So why does our Gemara focus then on the choyva shiyesh lezman and kavula zman? Says Rashi, so you shouldn't have to go and make distinctions between one oila and shlomim, and another oila and shlomim. Meaning, there are oilois and shlomim which are kavua lehem zman. Which are those? For instance, the oila asri'iyah. You have a shlomim which is kavua zman. That's a shalmei chagiga, that you have to bring at the time of when it's the regel. So those are choyvis to kavua lehem zman. And then you have the stam oilois and stam shlomim, which are nedava, which of course are not kavua lehem zman. The akum can bring an oila and a shlomim of nedava, but he cannot go and bring the oil sri and shalmei chagiga. So that can go and confuse people. This oil yon, this oil nish, and this shlomim yon, this shlomim nish. So we didn't want to get into that, says Rashi. That's why he just talks about the fact that this is a choyvish en kavul azman, and therefore kuli ala moida, that there is no din then for the akum to bring it. If you want to take a quick look at that, Rashi. Yeah. Rashi is about 5-6 lines before the wide lines. Oiv dechamum le maisu. Because Rashi, Dulei Israb, Oiv Chom El Nedarim, Unedavis, Kirach Sibikra, Lechom Nedreim, Lechom Nedvoisim. Voadinami, Dulei Maisu Choivakav Ulemzman. The same halacha applies to all Choivais, not only to Masa Behema. Kigoyim, Israel, Shalmichagiga, and therefore we could have said just them, Choivis. Ella says, Rashi, Psikale, the Gemara didn't want to go and start making those distinctions. In other words, to talk about Choiva versus Neder Nedava. Why hoyl mevi an oila v'shalmi nedava? Since they do bring an oila and shlom of nedava, ava meiser chatzas v'yoshem leishayich buklal. By meiser chatzas v'yoshem, these distinctions between choyva and nedava don't even apply. In other words, all of these are only choyvas. Masa behema, you can't go and be menadiv umenader. I want to go and bring masa behema. That doesn't make sense. Only if you have the tenth in your flock, then you bring it. It's a choyva. Same with chatas yoshim. You can't go and bring a chatas or an oshim just based on, well, I'm not sure, we'll see, it could be, you have to know that you're mechuyev to bring the chatas or the oshim. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so bottom line is we don't have a hekish back to back with another hekish, because the reason why Masa Behema is Potter is because it's a choiva having nothing to do with a pasuk. So therefore, it's only one hekish. I don't have a problem. And we continue on. Ve'imavi and Nesachim, when they want to bring an independent minchas Nesachim, we do not take it from them. What's the reason why? Turn Rabbanan. Ezrach may be Nesachim, Ezrach Yechovim, Ve'ein Rav Yechovim may be Nesachim. Where is that pasuk? Ezrach? In my Gemara, it's number 6, or Vav. Kol Ezrach Yasekocha Es Eile L'hakrav Yishu Reich Nechoich L'Hashem. Every Ezrach in Klal Yisrael. Why does the Torah have to go and say an Ezrach? To tell you that only an Ezrach can bring a Mevi Nesachim, but not an Oivi Kachom, because he's not an Ezrach. And Mevi Nesachim. Yochaloi Tei Oilasi Tu'un Nesachim. What happens if a Yid brings a Karm Oilu or a Karm Shlomim, which require Nesachim? How do you know, not Yid, if an Akum brings such a Karm, how do you know that you add a Nesachim? Tamaloyimar Kocha. Now, in my Gemara, the Kocha goes back on that same Pasuk number 6, called Ezrach Yasa Kocha, but this would seem to be a printing error, because really it's a different Pasuk totally, which is a Pasuk that Rashi quotes. It says about the Shor Yasa Kocha Es Eila, is a Lashon of Shor, and therefore it's coming to tell you that this is not a din on the Gavra, it's a din on the Heftza, meaning on the carbon that you're bringing, you have to bring on that shore, chesav ayez, yasa kochas eila, you have to go and add the nesachim. Since it's a din in the carbon, not a din in the person, that's why it makes a difference whether it's a yid or it's a akum. And all halachish, it's the shore or the chesav ayez, yasa kocha, that's what you have to do. You have to go and bring and add the nesachim.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. Exactly. Beautiful. As you recall, Rabbi Yossi equates the Hilchos Kodshi Akum to the Hilchos Kodshi Yisrael, and therefore his Machri says they have the same din. And then we continue on. As you recall, when we learned this before, we said that Rashi learns that this is not a continuation of Rabbi Yossi, but rather this is a continuation of the Tanakama of Reb Shimon. That even though Reb Shimon is said in the Brayse of the Kodshi Akum, there is no din of Me'ilah. There is a din of Me'ilah after all. Zog Dimara, my timer. What's the cheshvan? Why is that? Kasaviki Gomra Me'ilah Chait Mitruma. Oh, that was the drasha that we had earlier on the top of the Omid. What was the Chait Mitruma? By the Truma it says, Vishamris Mishmarati Velais Yisu Olav Chait. So you have a din of chait. Then by the pasuk of Me'ilah it says, Nefesh kisimah ma'al ve'chata b'shkoga. Again, you have a din of chait. You learn chait, one from the other. Now, since you're learning from Truma, says the Gemara, Domi the Truma. The Kedisha, Kedusha Saguf. When you're talking about Truma, Truma has Kedusha Saguf. Obviously, you have to be very careful with Truma, that only a Kohen and not a Zar. And even a Kohen should not eat a bit Tomasai. So that's tremendous Kedusha Saguf. Av Kedusha Bedek Abayis, Kedusha Sdomim. Anytime that you are going giving a dover to the Bedek Abayis, to the base of Mekdush, it's a very, very nice thing to do. But it doesn't get a Kedushas Haguf. It only gets a Kedushas Domim. So for instance, if I donated this chair or this table to the base of Mekdush, if after that somebody else wants to buy it, or if I decide to buy it back, I have to redeem it and I have to go and pay for money. So normally if it be Kedushas Haguf, if you're talking about a Behema, then you'd have to wait until get some mum. By Kedusha Bedek Abayis, it's just Kedusha Zdomim. It only has the Kedusha of the value. It doesn't have its own inherent, intrinsic Kedusha Saguf. Ah, that being the case, since I'm learning the din that there is no Me'ilah based on Chait Me Truma, only by that Kodshim that has Kedusha Saguf do I say that this Halach applies. But if you're talking about Kedusha Bedek Abayis, then this Drasha doesn't apply because it has no Shaychus to Truma.
If you buy it for the buyer.
Again, once again.
You buy it for the bayit.
You buy it for the bayit. Very good.
We are
on Daf Mem Hey, on the final line of the Amid. Final line. Tana Rabbanan, exactly. How'd you chop so quickly? Beautiful. And your comment, there was a Yid that lived in Riverdale for a number of years. He never passed away about 2 weeks ago. His name was Sally Shpira. Very, very nice person. And he would always, if he was asked to speak, for instance, at a Sheva Brachas, he would always say to the Chosin, if you want to have Shalom with your wife, it's Shalom, buy it.
Buy it.
Make sure you buy it. Buy your jewelry and buy this and buy that. That's how you get Shalom, buy it. Go and buy it. Just your part. Thank you. Tan Rabban, Yitzhak
Yon. I'm continuing his legacy.
You're 100%. Are you also buying or are you only talking? You got to practice what you preach. Okay, let's continue on. Zokti Mora Tan Rabban on Dam Shinitma. Dam of the Beis Hamikdash. We have a regular carbon that the person shechted it. There was the Kabbalah Saddam in the Mizrak, and the coin is now going to be moilichit to the Mizbeach, and he's going to do a Zrik on the Mizbeach, and unfortunately, you know what happened? The Dam became Tameh. How did it become Tameh? It touched the dead chariot, it touched the Nevela, whatever, doesn't make a difference, but the bottom line is the Dam is now Tameh. Are you supposed to use it now for Zrika? No. What happens? Vizarka B'Shoigig, you did do a Zrika B'Shoigig? Not here, but in Mesechus Menachos is a Machloikis, what the Shoigig and the Mazin goes. Is the Mazin and the Shoigig going on the Zrika, or is it going on the Tumma, that it became Tummy B'Shoigig or Tummy B'Mazin, or is the Zrika B'Shoigig Mazin? Pashup Shad, it's going on the Zrika, but it's a Machloikis Amayroim, not here, but elsewhere. Anyway, Sudam Shinitma, the Tam became Tummy, Uzrakai B'Shoigig, and the Koyin went. Didn't know that it was Tamei. Absent-mindedly, he went into the Zrika with Tamei, with blood, which was Tamei. Hurtza, b'diavad, it works, no problem. However, if he did it amazing, loy hurtza, don't go and take Tamei Dika blood and use it for Zrika, loy hurtza, it doesn't work. The man of our moment is only talking about if you have a carbon yochid. Abitzibur, b'im b'shoigim, b'im amazed hurtza. What's the reason why hurtza? Because we know that Tumah, Hutra b'tzibur, so even though you're not supposed to do it, and even if you hold the tum is the chuyehi b'tzibur, you have the benefit of the tzitz, which is maratza for the tzibur. So, in such a case, b'im b'shoig b'im meizid t'hortza, it works. However, if you're talking about kachim of oivdei kachav, kachim which were brought by goyim, by Gentiles, b'im b'shoig u'b'im b'im meizid loy hortza, there will not be a ritzoy even by the shoigeg. In other words, if somebody a goy brought a carbon and the dam became tamei, then the koyin should not go and spritz it. And if he did spritz it, even if it was b'shoigig, loy hortza, it does not work. Oh, very good, beautiful. So you missed the beginning of the shir, and we learn from a pasuk, ish mi beis Yisrael, umen ager bi Yisrael. That
ish means
goy. How'd you guess? That's Gemara Maseches Menachos. That the second ish comes to be l'rabbis oivdei kachav to rabbis koyim.
He's an ish.
Oh, very good, but not an ish chas v'sholom oivdei kachav. He's the first ish.
Right.
Proud Yisrael.
Right.
We're proud of
Israel.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Shkoyach. Anyway, so if he were to go and bring such a carbon, and the dam became tamei, bein b'shoig bein b'meizel lehurtza. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Is this a kula by the oivdei kachav, or this is a chumra by the oivdei kachav?
It's like a chumra because you're neglecting, you're saying you have to bring another korban.
Exactly. It's a chumra. Very, very good. By the way, your comment about bringing another one, Rashi in the top says, even if you hold the mezel lehurtza, it's only drabanan, and you would not bring another carbon, because since it's drabanan, if you were to bring another carbon, which is unnecessary, you'd have a problem of chulin bazar. So your chumra is mevili dekula, so don't bring another one. But anyway, getting back to the chumra, this is a chumra. The reason, in other words, until now, all the halachas that Rabbi Yossi had, vis-a-vis the Mishnah, were all chumras. They were machmir. Right. The Tanakhama says, there's no din of pigle, there's no din of noise, there's no din of tamei, no din of shoyg b'chutz, says Rabbi Yosef, no, I'm machmir, no, machmir v'kulam. Very cool. So now let's get back over here. What does the Gemara say? Amru Rabban Kamid Rapapa, they repeated this halach before Rapapa, that there's a distinction between the kabbonis of Yisraelim and the kabbonis of Akum. And what did they say? So let me ask you a question.
How is this a kula?
It's a chumra. We're saying by the chum being b'shoyim and mezid loy hurtza. So that's why, if you remember, I said when we got to this original and the roya lahachmir and the amud aleph, I don't think it's to be interpreted lahachmir. What he's saying is I'm equating the two according to Rabbi Yossi. You are making the distinction, Reb Shimon, between the kabbanis which are brought by Yisraelim and those that are brought by Akum. No, I look upon them as being all in the same category because it says Lashem. Hashem doesn't distinguish between the kabbanis being brought by Yisraelim, but by, if it's an oil, it's a shlam, it's a whatever it is, it's a carbon. So I don't make these distinctions. So therefore, then it's good that the Gemara is saying that it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Because we are making a distinction over here. What's the distinction? That by a Yiddish carbon, we're saying that if you were Zoyrik the dam, which became Tomei, and you're doing it Bishoygeg, you're saying Hurtza. By the Oivdik Achavim, even Bishoygeg, we're saying it Loi Hurtza. Says the Gemara, that's not Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says that two are exactly on the same level. They're exactly the same. Whatever Allah is applied to Kodshe Yisrael, applied to Kodshe Akum. By giving it that interpretation, then it has nothing to do with the Lehachmer. Because if it's Lehachmer, then it's Shver, what's the Gemara's Kasha?
What, if you don't have to bring a replacement, what does it matter if it's not Hurtza? I mean, if it's not Hurtza, so what? So a guy says, I take upon myself a Nader to bring an Ola.
It's not only by the Mezli Hurtza, even going on Yisrael. If the Kohen went and did a Zerikas Hadam of Dam Tomei, and he did it the Mezli Lehurtza, the carbon's no good. Kenosa Drabbanu. But he does not bring a new carbon. So what would you do with the old carbon? Lomazog, we're talking about a Shlomim.
Right.
If it happens to be Lehurtza, then presumably they have to go and take it to the Beis Esreif. And
each Basar, right.
Exactly. But the Gabe, but yeah, look, since we started the Rashi, let's look at the whole Rashi. Mezli Lehurtza, Kenosa Drabbanu. Not that we have to go bring a backup second carbon. Your question. You can't eat from it. So therefore, since there's no heter basa b'achila, presumably they would take the base edition to be burned. So you asked, so what damage does he have by this cluster upon? The damage is that if he brought a carbon shlomo lemushel, and the whole purpose of it was to made a big party for all of his family, invited 50 people, he's going to have to send them a response card saying, unfortunately, it's been canceled, and Mirchim will have a postponement, Mirchim for another date. However, it's not that the carbon is not misratza, it's loihurtz in the sense of you can't eat it, but you don't have to bring a new carbon.
In the case of a Gentile bringing a neder, and why is the problem chumba zara? If he brings a replacement, he's mocked the shit again.
Yes, but Mezel Lehurtz is talking about the Kodesh Yisrael.
Okay.
Back to our Gemara. No, this Bryce can even go to Bryce as well. I were distinguishing between the dam that became Tomei, Bishoyig, that we're saying Hurtza by the Israelim and not by the Avdi Chavim. So Timor Shani Hotam Nikra, Lohem, Lohem, Eloi, Avdi Chavim. What's my tel Lohem? So to go and be matir this carbon, to say that the carbon is Merutza, since it's Tomei, the dam is Tomei, the only way that could work is if you have the benefit of the tzitz. And in Pasuk number one, or Aleph, it says, Vehoya al Meitza Chaharin, the tzitz should be on the forehead of Aharon HaKohen. V'nos Aharon is avoid a kodesh HaMashiach Kish v'nei Yisrael l'chol matnois kodshem v'hoi al mitzchoi tomid l'rotzein lohem l'fnei Hashem. Who is that lohem? Darsh anymore lohem lohem v'loi l'vichom. The tzitz only helps for the lohem people, meaning for the Yisraelim, the b'nei Yisrael, but not l'oiv d'kachom. So that's why we don't get that benefit of the ritzi ha-tzitz by the zrikas hadam b'shoigig by the Avdik Chacham. As they zok timar, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Eidam Nosel Rapop Elamiata. If you are darshing lahem, then you should say the same thing as Hey Makdishim. Hachanami Hey Mulei Avdik Chachovim. Where is the Hey Makdishim? That's in Pasuk number 2. That's talking about the Gabi Hilchos Tuma. Dabal Harim Velbona Vinozu Mikotchim in Israel. Stay away from the Kotchim in Israel. Make sure they don't be that you, if you are Tomei, that you don't eat from those kachim. V'yichalu Hashem kachi, asher heim makdishim li'ani Hashem. Asher heim. Heim means klal Yisrael. Right? Mikotchim in Yisrael, asher heim makdishim li. So you're going to go and tell me the din of eating the kachim, the tumas aguf, which of course is prohibited by the Kodshe Yisrael, you're going to tell me, it's, since it says Asher Hei Makdishim, it only applies to Yisrael, it doesn't apply to Akum.
Yeah,
but that's good. That's according to Reb Shimon. We're talking a little bit of Reb Yoisi. Remember that Reb Papa says, Afilatim Reb Yoisi, go according to Reb Yoisi as well. Because the Gabi, the Hilchois, the Tzitz, is Lehem Velei V'chav. So he said, if you're talking about Reb Yoisi, so why don't you go one step further and say that the din of Tumas Haguf doesn't apply according to Reb Yoisi. But yet it says in our Mishnah that it does apply. It says all three, the Pikul Nois V'Tomei, apply even by Kodshi Akam according to Reb Yoisi.
Which is Tumas Haguf or Tumas Korban?
Sorry, what are you saying?
The tuma. As a garbage chesed, tuma. We said people know some tuma is referring to the korban, not tuma saguf.
In the Mishnah,
doesn't it? People know some tuma.
No, it's referring to the person's tuma. Talking about karis, all three of them. If you go and eat,
okay.
Pinkel knows some tuma.
Karis, which is a tuma shachas a kodesh tar. Okay.
Exactly, 100%.
So a boy can eat of this shlamim then, bro.
I'm sorry, once again.
The boy can eat of shlamim.
Goy can eat,
and if he's own shlamim,
you mean when it's not tummy?
Yeah. No, the korban's not tummy, but as soon as he touches it, it becomes tummy.
No. Why goy is not tummy?
Because they were
going to... Good point. It's midrabon, they have it in Zavon L'chol Devarim. Maybe they wouldn't be able to. They'd have to give it to their Jewish neighbor. Maybe that's midrabon.
He can't touch it with their hands if he's gloves when they give it over. If they don't touch it.
That would be a very touchy situation. Anyway,
I'll hand it to you. That was a very good point.
Very good. So, Mechem, we get into further now. Mesechta Menachos. Perhaps the Gemara will raise these types of issues. Anyway, continues the Gemara. Ela Omer Rav Ashi. We don't learn it from the Lehem V'Lei V'Chavim, because if that's the case, we should go and say Heim V'Lei V'Chavim. Ela Omer Rav Ashi. Omer Krat says the Pasuk L'Ratzayin Lehem V'Chavim L'Abnei Hartzoh Ninu. Again, we go back to that original Pasuk number one. It's not lehem leivicham. It's leratzayin lehem leivicham. What is leratzayin lehem? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu has a very special relationship with Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu considers Klal Yisrael to be bnei b'chori Yisrael. It's my children. Kadosh Baruch Hu v'araisa Klal Yisrael is chadu. We are like one family. So there's a special ritzoy, a special love and affection that Kodesh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. So when we bring korbanos, if there happens to be a problem with the atumah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I have a fix. The fix is that the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz, and the tzitz will be meratzah, but it's only going to be meratzah for those of my family, of my immediate friends, meaning for Klal Yisrael. Even if they happen to be good guys and they're bringing their korbanos,
they have the protection of an Israel.
They don't have that tzitz, they don't have the protection. I'm sorry.
Sitz is a fix.
Very good. Shkoich. And we go on to the next Mishnah. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. This Mishnah has nothing to do with Kodshe Akum. Rather, it goes on the earlier Mishnah they had a few days ago. What was that Mishnah? That for something to be susceptible to Hilchos Pigul, it has to have its own separate Matir. And that's what we said in the Mishnah. Mishnah, I think, was Mem Beis on the Beis. Yeah, right. On the very bottom of the Amen Mem Beis. They were one Shein Chayavon Aleim Mishem Pigel. The Koymitz, Mitzik Toides, Mitzik Levoin, Amin Chuskei Hanem, Amin Chuskei Mashiach. All of them, they can be Mefagel others, but they themselves cannot get a din of Pigel, of a din of Kores. So, for instance, we said Lamashal, the Toides and the Levoinam. What's the purpose of Ketoris? Ketoris is the Kohen Gadol brings it every single day, twice a day. Doesn't be the Kohen Gadol, could even be a Kohen Hedget, in the morning and in the afternoon. And Levoina you bring together with every single Korban. Not all Korban is Mincha, but most Korban is Mincha, you also bring the Levoina. So these are Matirim, and these could even be Mefaglim at the time that you're bringing it, putting on the Mizbeach. But they cannot become themselves Nispagel to have a din of Koris on them. So if a person were to go and eat from Koimitz, the kmitza that you put on the mizbeach, from the ktoiris or levoina, not the ktoiris and levoina is really edible, but were a person to go and eat from them, no worry, there's no dinner. You'd have to worry about perhaps a big stomach ache, but you wouldn't have to worry about hilchos pigel. Why? Because to have a din of pigel, there has to be a separate matir. These are matirim themselves, there's nothing that's matir them. And you told me the other day, it doesn't matir. Good. But that's got to be hilchos pigel. The question is, what about the mushal noiser v'tomei on these things? Does that apply or not? And that's what our Mishnah is going to now discuss. Dvarim she'en chayav aleim mishem pigel. All of those that we mentioned in that earlier Mishnah Mem Beis, that there's no din of pigel because there's no separate matir. What happens if you leave them beyond the zman? In other words, you're supposed to be makter the kmitza that day, and you're supposed to be makter the noisa that day. Maybe not the noisa. Whatever carbon you're talking about, the ktoiris, the levoina, all of that has to be done within its man. Whether this man ends at the end of the day, whether it ends the next morning, regardless, whenever that man ends, it becomes noiser. Zokt in the Mishnah, if you were to now eat from that beyond its man, the din of noiser. And there's a din of tummy. If the person has tumas aguf, make sure not to go and eat from that kmitza. Don't eat from the ktoiris. Don't eat from the levoina, etc., etc. So even though there's no din of pigel, there is a din of noiser and tummy. Chutz min adam dam is the only exception to the rule, where there is no din of the noiser and tummy. What does that mean? Mitchum to be discussed tomorrow in the Gemara. Reb Shimon takes a very practical approach, if you will. Reb Shimon mechayi b'dovish adarkon le'achoil. He says, if it's the type of thing which is edible, like that kmitza that we spoke about in the Minchas Kehanim, where it's a mincha, it's flour, which either can be eaten in its present form, or perhaps only after you bake it or boil it, but it's edible. Mashenkim, when you're talking about ketores and levoina, is never edible. So therefore, Pshim Mechayiv, what is he Mechayiv? He's Mechayiv, Mishim Noiser, Mishim Tomei. What? By those things you darken lechol. Aval Eitzema levoina v'haktores, and Chayom lo Mishim Toma. Why is it no din of Toma? Because it's really not something which is edible. Can't eat Eitzema levoina ketores. This person is eating it, but it's not normally considered to be edible. So therefore, if he ate a bit Tumas Haguf, he doesn't get kores for eating kochim b'tumas akuf. Me'achim to be discussed in the Gemara, all the differences, why, when, where, psukim, most of that's going to be discussed tomorrow. We're going to touch on it a little bit today. Tanarabai. Yochli yichayom mishim tumme el el dobe shiyesh limatirin bein li odom bein la mizbeach. Oh, I would say that just like we said that pigul is only by a dove shiyesh limatir, it has a separate matir. Maybe the same thing applies to tumme, only when it has a separate matir. Thank you, Shaul, for joining us. Pleasure to see you. You're going to come back? Great. That's beautiful. Good. Anyway, continuing on. In other words, just like by pigul, there's only pigul if it has a separate matir. I would think by tumma, maybe the same thing applies. Now, why would I think it applies? But didn't I have a beautiful kal v'chaymer? What's my beautiful kal v'chaymer? A mandach pigul. Shehu bikvia. Mor is going to tell us now three chumrais that apply to pigul, where when you're talking about tumma, you have three kulais. So madach by the chumra, I'm saying that there is no din of pigul. So the chayyah should certainly say that there's no din of tumma. What is the kavuchay? Uma pigul shehu bikvia. Bikvia means what happens if a person eats pigul b'mezid, he gets kares. What happens if he eats pigul b'shoyge? He brings a karbon chatos kavua. When's the last time we had the term chatzis kavua? Oh, back in Masechtas Chodesh, right? We didn't talk about that for a long, long time. We missed it. So pigul is a chatzis kavua. So that's a chumrah. What's a chumrah? Even if a guy is never poor, he's got to go and bring a full-fledged kizbor seira. He cannot rely on two oifis. He cannot rely on a minchas chayte. Oh, so that's a chumrah. Number two, ubi yediyah achas. You don't need to have multiple yediyahs. Meaning, if a person were to go and eat pickle, having no knowledge whatsoever at any time that this was pickle, and after he finished eating it, somebody said, "Hey, Yanko, what did you just eat now? I ate that piece, you know, that piece of flesh that was over there. That was pickle. I didn't know it was pickle. There was no sign. It didn't say on the pickle. In fact, if anything, there was a kashrus symbol from the holy great kashrus organization. Yeah, exactly. So how was I supposed to know? But now you know. So you have to bring a carpet. There is no heter by pigul. If it's pigul, it's pigul. There's no way of getting out of it. There's no heter.
Like by tuma.
That's going to be the contrast. So ein chayov and olav elu dov sheish lamatir min liyanu min lezbech. We learned in the Mishnah back on daf mem beis omit beis that nevertheless, even though it has these tremendous chumris, it's a chatas kivua. You only need one yediyah. There's never a heter. Nevertheless, it's only if it had a separate matir. If it doesn't have a separate matir, like the cases that we had in that Mishnah, like the Ktodis mit the Levoina, mit the Kmitza, and the Mitchus Kehanim, etc., then there's no din of pigul. So Tumah, which is Kal in all three cases, number one, Tumas Mikish Shadashav is Ba'oil of the Yoded, as we know, so that's a much more kuladik chattas than a chattas kibur. Ubishtay yediyas, you're only chayv to go and bring such a karmen if you had a yediyah betchila, a yediyah besof, and a helim bein tayim. Pasuk says, im nelam, if he didn't realize he had forgotten about the tumah, in other words, he knew originally that he was tameh, he knew that this was kachim, and then what happened was there was haloma, he forgot that he was tameh, he forgot this is kachim, or he forgot the base of Mikdash. And then afterwards, he realized, then you have to go and bring your karmen Otherwise, you don't go and bring it. It's got to be deep. Clearly, deep itself. We have this at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, as you will all recall. So this is a much more kuladika thing. If I only had one yediyah, then I don't bring that carbon. So it's much more kal. Hutra machlala, and when it comes to tumah, hutra machlala, as we had at the top of the yomim, as we know, tumah hutra betzibur. So it's much more kal. Ein adin shein echayev ela dovish yesh matim ben olubim mizbeach. I would say, and certainly madach this carbon. Or this particular item, like the koymitz levoina shkoyach, or the koymitz levoina and the ketoydus and the minchas asachim and all those wonderful things, minchas avshen amachloikis, minchas kehanim, etc. What's the din by all of those that there is no din of pigel? Then certainly there shouldn't be a din of tumas. So I would have thought. Tam aloyme. That's why I have the pasuk asher hey makdishim li. What is this Hashem makdishim li? This is the pasuk that we've quoted a bunch of times. This is the pasuk which begins. Its introduction to the Hilchos Tumah. Tavol Hamil Banav. V'yinoz mikotchi v'ni yisroel v'lo yichalushim kotchi asher hei makdishim li ani Hashem. And right after that, the next pasuk says, if you were to go and eat from a carbon, v'tumasei olav v'nichris of the din of karis. So what do I see from that pasuk? Asher hei makdishim li comes to be kind of a much more inclusive type of limud. Says Rashi, riba kol hamukdashim. It includes now all the mukdash, anything which is kadosh, not just the basar, not just the aymarin of the carbon, but even any type of accessory, whether you're talking about the kmitza that goes on the mizbeach, you're talking about the levoina, you're talking about the ktoiris, any one of those things, you're maktishli, they all have a din of kedusha, and therefore if a person eats from any one of those, says the Gemara, then there would be your normal din of tomei, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, even though you're potter from pigel, I would think that you're oiver and you would get koris if you eat it immediately. What means immediately? Right after your maktish this levoina, your maktish this kmitzoy, your maktish any one of those menachis that we talked about. So right after the kedusha, if a person were to eat from it, he would go and get koris. Yochum yad, tam aloimar, no. It says in the pasuk, going back to pasuk number 3, So the din of Koreis. This, by the way, this is the pasuk right after number 2. Right. Number 2 is the introduction. He knows because when he's talking about the tumah. How do I know? Make sure you're going to go in Yikrav because Zarachem Lekodeshim. V'tumasei Olav v'nichrisa. Din of Koreis because of tumah. Now what's the lashon of Yikrav? The choira, what the pasuk is really referring to is ish asher yoichal. He's going to eat from the kachim. Omer ablaz v'chiyeshna geashu chayim. The word yikra means that don't get close. What happens if I get close? You might touch it. So what happens if I touch it? I become electrocuted. The animal's going to become electrocuted. Well, what's going to happen? V'chiyeshna geashu chayim. Elamatam ali yikrav. Behuchshar basali korev hakosim medaber. When is the din of Tumasei Olav, that is a din of a nichrasa, a din of kareis? Every single time it has to be mukshar li karet. In other words, we're at the brink of making it now a heter of this carbon. Okay, so what does that mean? Yesh lo matirim mishikir v'matirim. If you're talking about your normal carbon, carbon chatzis, carbon oiler, carbon shlomim, whatever it happens to be, when does this tin of that if you were to eat this carbon, this tumah, this is a din of kareis, after you mak of the matir. What's the matir? And a regular carbon, this rikas adam. But I was makdish this carbon already a long time ago. This behem, I made it into shlomim and oil, whatever it happens to be. If I were to have anah from it, of course I have a din of me'ila, asham me'ilais. But if I were to go and shech this carbon before it's brought in the base mikdash, and I would eat from it, and I was tumah, would I get a din of a nichrisa? No, the din of tumah v'nichrisa only applies mikshiyikrivu matir. Now that's all fascinating, but v'usim mituns ainly matir. We're talking about things that there is no other matir. That's how we got into this mission in the first place. Dvarim she'ein chayav leishem mishem pigel, and the reason why back on daf mem beis said Rashi is because it's a dover she'ainly matir amachayrim. This doesn't have another matir. It itself is the matir for the rest of the karma. It itself doesn't have another matir. And that matters. It matters very, very much. So when does it have a din that were you to eat from it betumah, you'd be chayiv kores? Now, mind you, Until now, we said there's no din of pigul. However, the Mishnah says, but there is a din of tamei. Ooh, it's a din of tamei. Reb Shimon says it depends if it happens to be edible and not edible. But if it's edible, the mushal, the gabi, the mincha, or that kmitza, which are edible, then he also agrees. When would that din of tum applies? It's not enough to go and take your mincha and say, okay, you flour, I'm now going to make you kodesh, we're going to use it for a minchas kehanim, we're going to use it for whatever. But it has to be, you have to put it into the klisharis, then it becomes the muksha for purposes of hilchois tumma, that if a person were now to eat from it after it was already inside the kli, oh, then what's the din? Then chas v'sholem, he gets kars. Ashkun tumma. Okay, so that tumma we've already explored in some detail. Noiser, how do we know the halacha of noiser? I learned it chil from tumma. What were the two psukim that we had by tumma and by noiser? We had the already back on the Amud Aleph. The gabi noiser, it says in the pasuk, va'oichel avoy noyisa ki es kodesh Hashem. Chilel, lashon of chil. Over here we have the gabi din of tuma, also lashon of chulin, chilel. Tabel harvil bana v'inosim yikotchi v'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalel v'shem kotchi. So that's the chilel. Therefore, just like by tuma, it applies to these dvarim she'ein lehen matirin. So too, the din of noiser applies to all of them. Freik timara. Oh, so the hora is from chil. Leilef ovein ovein mi pigul. Pigul has the lashon of avoin. It says at the end of the pasuk avoin ayisa, and at the beginning of noiser it says va'oichle avoin ayisa. So learn avoin avoin. Just like there is no din of pigul by all of these items she'ein lehem matirim acherim, maybe they shouldn't have a din of noiser either. In other words, I have one pasuk by pigul to go and tell you that there is a din of pigul even though there's no matir. I'm sorry, the other way around.
There is no din of pigul if it doesn't have its own matir.
If it's a carbon that doesn't have its own matir, or it's one of the matirim themselves that you're putting on the mizbeach, but doesn't have a separate matir for itself, like the levoina, like the ktoidus, like the kmitza, all those wonderful things, no din of pigul. On the other hand, but there is a din of tumah. Now the question is, where does noiser fall into this? Does it go on the pigul side that there is no din of noiser, or does it go on the tumah side that there is a din of noiser?
Of noiser.
Right. I'm learning it from tumah. Right. So Yomar initially said, noiser takat, it doesn't have a fetish apostate, but I can learn it from elsewhere. Well, I can learn it from tumah. Here it says chil, here it says chil. So just like there's a din of tumah by these things that don't have their own separate matirim, so the din of noiser as well. Frank Timura, if you're just learning it, chil, learn of and of me pigul. That just like there is no din of pigul, maybe there shouldn't be a din of noiser. Everything more mistavra mi tumma havali lamel. If it's more mistavra to go and learn noiser, chil mi tumma. Why? She can gezel simen, because it's a simen of gezel. I mean, nothing to do with gezel. Of course, it's gimel, zayin, and lamed. Now, what are the gimel, zayin, and lameds? So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi is about five lines before the wide lines. She can gezel simen. Noiser betuma psul haguf. Oh, the gimel stands for psul guf. The noiser is psul haguf. And the tumah. Now, the noiser and tumah is not the same psul haguf, because the noiser is referring to that the carbon is noises psulagov. The tumah is referring to the tumasir olav, the gavra psulagov. So how do you call that guf? Because as opposed to pigul, which is psul machshava, it's not even something which is tangible. It's just a machshava. Or even according to Bill, like Rashi in the Torah said, it's a dibur, but it's not an act. It doesn't even rise to the level of a masa. But even if it was a masa, but that's not a guf, that's an action, right? Here we're talking about a noun as opposed to a verb. So therefore, says the Gemara, both noiser and tumah, it's psul in the guf. Guf for carbon, guf for person, for pigul, machshavas. That's the gimel. Busim is the zayin. Noiser betuma ein zrika sadam b'yosad de psulon. Oh, so it has to do with the zayin. Has to do with zrika. That noiser betuma are not more or less because of zrika sadam. It's the pigul of zrika sadam koyvasay b'psul. That was the four avoiders that you have to start over. Yeshita and kabbalah and ailocha and the zrika sadam. Oh, katzos kosher, kachatzos pasul. So the zrika is what gives it its status, but that only applies to pigul. It doesn't apply to noiser betuma. So therefore, we have another thing in common.
I'm sorry, but zrika is what makes noiser noiser. If it didn't have zman kosher,
thank you much for coming. Pleasure to have you.
Noiser does require zrika, because without zrika, it doesn't become noiser.
After the zrika, does it become noiser?
Plus time.
So that's what Gemara means. Okay. And once you have the zrika, you're done. There you have to have the additional ingredient.
Exactly.
As far as noiser v'tomo, and what about the third one? What is the lamed? The lamed is from the word chilo. Noiser v'tomo, never chil, like Gemara said before. Chil. Sorry. So you have the gimel, the zayin, and the lamed. Those are the three things where they have in common. Pray Gemara, other have a big level in the melech. Why? Because they have five things in common. The Gemara apparently was not able to find a mnemonic, a simon, so it just spells it out. Shkin noiser. Really, it's, we'll see in the Rashi, it's hutar. Then you have tzitz, tohar, bizman, and kurov. Vos mentis. So again, we have the Rashi, the Rashi. What would we do without Rashi? Shkin hutar. Rashi doesn't say noiser, shkin hutar. Hutar, tzitz, tohar, bizman, kurov, vahani, nefishim. Noiser, figurly, hutru, mechlolon, kituma. Oh, so the word hutter is referring to being hutter mechloloi. We said that already before, that you only have a hutter mechloloi only by tuma, and not by noiser and pigle. So noiser is very similar to pigle. Number two, the tzitz, vein a tzitz meratzel like a tuma. V'avagav the bunsa guf kamina, shein a tzitz meratzel aleo, shein tuma mias nirtzis betzitz. Tzitz is meratzel and tuma. It may not be meratzel on a person whose tummy, or it's only on the carbon at some end, fine. Well, there is tzitz, which is meratzah betuma, but you don't find that tzitz is ever meratzah by pigle or by noiser. And now that was number two. Now we get to number three. Tohar. Shneim tohirim. Both. You finished having everything? Okay. Good. Well, great to have. We're at the tip end. We're now memhei omid beis. Memhei omid beis. We're learning in the Rashi two lines from the bottom of the omid, where it says, tohar shneim tohirim. Both the case of the noiser and the case of the pigle are both tohar. Mashainkain, that is tummy. Well, we're looking at the Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid, all the way in the bottom. See the second line from the bottom. Shneim Tohar. So now we've gotten through Tohar. Now Bizman. Uv Shneim Nifsolim Bizman. Zeb and Noiser. And Chutz Lizman. Vizeb Machshav Lizman. Oh, so both of them have a Zman ingredient to them. Noiser, it's Chutz Lizman, meaning it's beyond the time limitation.
It actually time passed.
Exactly. Machshav Lizman, he had in mind that we're going to eat a Chutz Lizman. Okay, so that's this man. Ushneim psulim bekarev lafuki tumas aguf shepsulim bemakrev. Oh, both the noise and the pigle is the carbon itself. The carbon, because it went beyond its man, it's nicer. Or because he had a machshava, it became pigle. So it's the chavtza, not the gavra. Mashein tumas aguf, which is what we keep on talking about, because that's the din of kares. That's in the makrev, in the gavra, not in the chavtza. So that being the case, Zokti Gemara, I have a shayla by noiser. Should I compare it to the din of pigle, or should I go and compare it to the din of tumah?
The votes are in.
So
the noiser. Noiser should be like pigle.
Why is that?
Because five versus three.
Five versus three.
What's pigle?
Pigle means any time a kohen is bringing a korban and he has a machshava, where whilst he's bringing the korban, he's thinking or he's speaking, and he says, "We're going to eat this korban chutz lizmanai." What means chutz lizmanai? Your typical korban can only be eaten liyoyim v'layla. If you bring a korban 9 o'clock in the morning, korban chatas, the korban oshem, etc., you can normally eat it that day, and you can eat it min hatoyra the whole night. But the first mishnah Masechtas Bracha says only eat it until chatzos, right? Not beyond chatzos.
Because maybe
you know, hachichodim and avera.
Right, so because a person might forget, he might fall asleep, whatever. Yeah. So, what other din is there only until chatzos that you have to go in? Right?
Yeah.
Then,
and then at the end, so
to distance the aveva. Yeah.
Once again.
To distance the aveva. To distance yourself from
aveva.
Exactly right. So you're really on top of it. So anyway, so that's the din of pigle. If the koyin had in mind during the avoda that we're not going to eat it in this man today and tonight, but I'm going to eat it tomorrow. That's a terrible machshava. You're taking kochim and you're having bad thoughts or bad diburim saying that I'm not going to eat it today, I'm going to eat it tomorrow. Even if he doesn't eat it tomorrow. If it eats today, that machshava itself hassles the korban and has the name pigle. Where is that? It's in Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim.
You have to burn it?
You have to go burn it. That's right, exactly right. Where do you burn it? On a place called the Beis HaSreifa. Very good. Beautiful. Shol, you get 100. Maybe you get 100 plus. So getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara says now, we have certain items, for instance, ketoiris and levoina, which we put on the mizbeach. What happens if a person has a machshavas pigle? So we already learned in the Mishnah back in Daf Mem Beis, it does not become pigle. However, If the person left it beyond, no, if a person ate it when he has tumas haguf, he's over on the hilchos tuma. Question is, what about al tilchas noisa? Noisa means that you left it beyond the time period that you're allowed to eat it, and you left it. What's the din now? Does it have a din of noiser on, for instance, the ktoiris metalavoina and all those things that we enumerated in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis? So Gemara says we got to learn it from somewhere. We can either learn it from pigel and then we'll say it's potter, or we can learn from tuma and say that it's chayav. So says Gemara, mistavra, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara, if I should learn it from tuma, why she came gezel simen? Because there are three in yonim, three halachas where tuma and noiser are the same. Therefore, I should be machmir. I should learn from pigel, because there are five ways that pigel and noiser are the same. The tzitz, the tor, the hutter, tzitz, tor, zman, and krov. But in Ephesians, five is more than three. Unless anybody be'tonin lebi, how do I know that when they are talking about in this original pasuk of the tuma pasuk, even though that's a pasuk which introduces the halacha, you're not allowed to eat kodshim b'kdush b'tumas agov, but it's also talking about sulzman, in other words, noiser. How do I know? Because in the pasuk of liyichalu, now this kodshim b'nei Yisrael is a mistake, it's liyichalu eshem kodshi, asher, going back to that pasuk number two, liyichalu eshem kodshi, asher him akdishem li ani Hashem, liyichalu eshem kodshi. So now the question is, why does it say the word yichalelu? It could have said yachelu, only with one lamed, like we have in Parshas Nedarim, lo yachel devaroi. Look at the top Rashi, b'shnei chilulim, midaloi ksiv yinozer v'loi, now it says v'loi yichalelu, but that's a mistake. It should say v'loi yachelu. If you look at vav, if you have the vav of the... Okay, so what does it say there? Tzarech loimer yichalelu. Ah, so he could have said yechalu, and it says yechalelu. Yechalu would mean one chilul. Yechalu means two chilul. Mishnei chilul makos medaber. Echab sul noisiv, echab sul tuma. Both of them apply to all of those things. She'ein lehem matirem acherem. So even though there's no din of pigul, there is a din of tuma, and there is a din of noisiv.
So we don't go according to the vote, we go according to the pasuk.